Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Piper, Michael Collins Piper, coming to you live from Washington here on this Wednesday, August 5th. My apologies to you if you tuned in last night here expecting to hear a live broadcast, but folks, I was just too tired to do it. You know, since I've started to do this program, I started to feel some sympathy for Johnny Carson. You know, I used to be a big Johnny Carson fan, and when I turned on and found out he had a guest host or there was a rebroadcast, I was mad as hell. But I'm telling you, it takes a lot mentally to do this program every night. And, you know, I only do it for an hour, and then I look at the fact that John Statmiller does it daily for 2 hours, as do some of our other hosts here on the network. And believe me when I tell you, it takes a lot. Last night, my brain was just so worn out that I just didn't even feel like coming on the air and pretending to be alive and alert. Well, I am alive and alert this evening, folks. And, you know, I had this big pile of material I wanted to go through with you last night that I thought, well, I'd go through it tonight. But I'm not going to, because there's something far more important to talk about than just these little news notes that I wanted to run through with you, so I can hold those off for another night. Tonight, though, I'm going to be joined by one of my favorite guests and one of your favorite guests, and that's Mark Glenn. And we are going to be talking about a subject that I hope, after this broadcast, you will get on the Internet and send out email messages to your friends here in the United States and around the world, and tell them to listen to this broadcast by going to the Republic Broadcasting Network archives and tell them to tune in. And when they're done listening to the broadcast, send it on to their friends so that as many people know about the subject matter that we're going to be discussing here tonight. So with that having been said, I'm going to just prepare you for the forthcoming break and say that Mark Glenn will be joining us very shortly. We are going to be talking about the upcoming conference, October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Orange County, California. It is the No More Wars for Israel conference. I believe Mark has joined us. Mark, are you there?
Great one.
I guess I'll answer to that because I get called a lot of other things in the meantime. Yeah, Mark, we are going to the break momentarily, but I did want to comment on something I just heard about, and it relates to your home state of Idaho. You know, a couple nights ago, I said that I thought the best thing for Senator Larry Craig to do would be to resign his seat. Well, now we're hearing noises that Senator Craig is not going to resign, not necessarily going to resign his seat, and that he is going to fight those charges upon which he was arrested and pled guilty. And, you know, I tell you something, I have to say for Larry Craig, if he's not guilty, and I honestly find it kind of hard to believe that he's not guilty, but if he's not guilty, I've got to hand it to him for standing up and saying that I'm not going to be run out of office by all this negative publicity. Because, you know, in the past, we've seen too many American politicians run out of office by negative media publicity, a lot of which was orchestrated for political reasons. So if Larry Craig truly, honestly is not guilty, as he's been suggesting, I guess we have to say go for it, Larry, because what he's essentially doing is standing up against the political establishment and the mass media in this country, and he's willing to apparently go to trial and have the whole sordid story play out before a jury. So what can I say? If he's going to do it, it's going to be interesting. And as I say, if he's not guilty, then let's hope he doesn't get convicted. But if he is guilty, he's doing something very, very foolish. Anyway, that having been said about Larry Craig, when we come back, we will get into this discussion about this very important conference. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your pen and paper handy. We're going to give you some information you need to take down.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We've got Mark Glenn from Idaho aboard with us. Mark is one of the principal organizers of the forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference, which is going to be held in Orange County, California, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Get your pen and paper handy, folks. You've got a good advance notice to get that information to write it down. Mark, before we get into that, I just wanted to mention for the listeners who have followed this saga, it seems that there is a major internet war breaking out between Christopher Boleyn and Daryl Bradford Smith. The latest news I got today in separate emails, one of them is that Christopher Boleyn has widely distributed by email and on his internet website a photograph of the elusive, ever-controversial Daryl Bradford Smith. This is part of an ongoing Mexican standoff between Mr. Smith and Mr. Boleyn. Another email I received threatens to be very controversial. Persons who've been supporting Boleyn are spreading, well, they're spreading some information about Mr. Smith regarding alleged criminal activity. On top of that, my understanding is that Mr. Smith is threatening, not so quietly, to release some inflammatory and explosive information about Mr. Boleyn and his family. So that once very, very tightly knit little crew is now unraveling. Mark, you and I predicted that a long time ago.
We did indeed.
Well, that having been said, and I'm looking forward to the developments here, it's so nice for me to be able to just sit back and watch this thing watch this thing play itself out, not being a part of it anymore, just an observer. It's just so comfortable me to be an observer for once in this whole mad, bizarre situation. But
by the way, did you see the picture of Daryl Bradford Smith?
I did see the picture of Daryl.
He looks like a cross between Joe Pesci, the actor, and Arthur Kessler.
Arthur Kessler, the famous Khazar writer?
Yes, couldn't figure out all day long after I'd seen it this morning, thanks to Suzette, who sent it to me. I thought, boy, now he looks like Joe Pesci, and then all day long it was eating on me. I said, no, that's not quite it. It's Joe Pesci and something else, and then bada boom, it came on like a light bulb. It's a cross between Joe Pesci and Arthur Kessler.
Well, that's interesting because Joe Pesci, although he often plays Italian gangsters, Joe Pesci is actually a Khazar himself. So it looks like our friend Daryl Bradford Smith has a lot of Khazarian, attributes. But be that as it may, speaking of Khazars, that does relate directly to our topic here, this forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. Now, I know you and some of the organizers have been working on it, and I must say that although American Free Press is not a sponsor, American Free Press is doing everything it can to help promote the conference. We're going to be announcing it and announcing it regularly in the pages of American Free Press. And I want to say this much up front. If there are people out there who cannot attend the conference, I know it costs a lot of money to drive in or to fly in or to take the train or the bus, plus there are registration costs and, of course, hotel costs. There's a lot of people that can't afford that. I couldn't afford it myself if it weren't for the fact that American Free Press is paying for my airline ticket, but I will say this much. If there's people out there who can't attend, I would strongly urge them to make a contribution in any amount just to help cover the cost of this conference, because it does cost a lot to set these conferences up, to make the arrangements with lecture halls, to make all those funny little details that make a conference like this possible. And later in the hour, we'll be giving the address where people can send the checks. Even if they can't attend, I hope people will consider making a contribution to help it out. So, Mark, right now, there's quite a lineup of speakers, potential and confirmed, and we don't really want to give any names out, but I think it's right for the simple reason that basically, the arrangements are now being made. Not everybody has been able to confirm, but I do know that you are going to be there, and I am going to be there. And there is a list of other great speakers that are going to join us there for the very simple reason that they agree with you and with me, and I would say it's safe to say with most of our listeners here, they agree with us that there should be no more wars for Israel.
Yes, and by the way, Mike, one of the themes that we are trying to accomplish with this conference is for people to understand that the wars for Israel go way beyond simply Iraq or Palestine or Lebanon or Afghanistan. You know, we have to keep this in mind, that when it comes to the Zionists, they're not just out to grab land. They're out to grab our hearts and our souls as well. And so when we talk about these wars for Israel, it's not just a geographical thing. It's not just a political thing. We're going to have people there talking about the cultural aspects of this, the fact that our society, our once Christian society, no longer belongs to us anymore, that our young people, if they're not being dragged off to fight and die for Israel in the Middle East, they're having their hearts and their minds destroyed by the corrupting influence of the Zionists in our media and in our schools. And so,
you know, Mark, it occurred to me as you were talking, you know, that the title of this conference is provocative in and of itself because, you know, there have been many anti-war rallies held in this country, here in Washington, D.C., and around the country. And most of those rallies have been featured around the concept that no more wars for oil, no more wars for imperialism, no more wars for corporate America, no more wars for this and that. But the underlying theme of all those wars, even though they have never publicly said it, most of the people participating know full well that the war for war in Iraq was a war for Israel and nothing more. And you know, Stephen Snagosky wrote a very interesting essay that was circulated widely on the Internet showing that the war in Iraq had nothing to do really with oil, that if anything, the oil companies were opposed to that war.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, this was a war for Israel. And that,
mm-hmm.
of course, even the Jewish papers are admitting that the potential war we have coming up with Iran is indeed a war for Israel, although, of course, they're saying, well, Iran is not only a threat to Israel, but Iran is a threat to the United States and to all democratic countries, which is a bunch of Daryl Bradford bull.
Just say Daryl B.S.
Daryl B.S. I guess that says it all right there. But you're right, though, too. We have fought, we have fought other wars against the Jewish lobby that are fought here on American soil. And it's a daily war we fight because of the domination of the mass media by supporters of Israel and by people who own that mass media, who are supporters of Israel. And while some people may call that a conspiracy theory, there's no conspiracy or theory about it. The fact is, as many, many people have documented time and again, no one can claim to be the first to have documented it. The fact is that the mass media in this country is dominated by supporters of Israel who have promoted American involvement in the Middle East, and that's why we got involved in the Middle East. And even for the sake of argument, let's just say Osama bin Laden did carry off 911, which I don't believe, and I don't think you believe either. The fact is that whole question of Islamic fundamentalism and al-Qaeda and the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, which helped spawn Saddam or Osama bin Laden, it all ties back to U.S. involvement there in league with Israel's Mossad.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who wants to argue the opposite these days, they might as well try to argue that the mafia is a fiction and that it doesn't exist. At this point, it's too late in the day. The evidence is too, it's too damning. So these people today, I'm glad that they do still try to deny it, because all they're really doing is digging themselves in deeper and deeper into this pit of where they have no credibility at all. And this, I think, Mike, is one of the reasons why it is so important that we have this conference, because, you know, I was reading something the other day. It was a quote that was attributed to Steve Rosen, who is currently under indictment for espionage. He's one of the highest officials over at AIPAC. And he was quoted saying, talking about the Jewish lobby. He said the Jewish lobby is essentially like a peculiar flower that blooms at night, but which withers in the light of day. See, what he was saying was, is that the only way that these people can achieve what it is that they're out to achieve is by doing it in secrecy, and that the worst thing that can happen to them is for them to be exposed. And so right now, at this moment at least, this is the only weapon that we have, which is our voices and the truth, and we have to go out and make the most use of them possible. Because, you know, this may be the last time that we're legally allowed to do something like this. I mean, it's obvious that they are ratcheting up the hate crimes legislation. You know, we basically live in a police state of sorts right now.
Oh, the Patriot Act is already in place. I mean, if they want to really start implementing all this legislation to take away our liberties, they can do it without amending the Constitution. It's already there. I mean, there have been police state measures in the form of executive orders in existence since going to the days of Richard Nixon. So as much as we worried about the Patriot Act, we had a lot to worry about even before the Patriot Act.
That's right. But the only difference is, Mike, is that now our enemies are much more bold than they were during the time of Nixon. And the thing is that it's like anything else. You have to use it or you're going to lose it, especially when it comes to our free speech.
Okay, well, more when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, and we've got a couple callers. We'll bring them up after the turn of the half hour. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. No more wars for Israel. It's as simple as that. Don't worry about oil. It's about Israel. Israel, 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 Israel.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. We've got Mark Glenn aboard. We're talking about the forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, very close to the Orange County Airport. It is October 12, 13, and 14, beginning late Friday evening, or I should say early Friday evening, with the main events taking place on Saturday and Sunday. I have said on this program, and it has been mentioned in the written literature that has circulated on the internet, that it's going to be held traditional Columbus Day weekend. That is not strictly true. Let's put it this way. It's not Columbus Day weekend. Columbus Day, thanks to the meddling of our federal government, the dates on that are changed periodically, but it is going to be October 12th, 13th, 14th. So just forget all about that Columbus Day business, ladies and gentlemen. Don't look at your calendar where it says Columbus Day and say, ah, that's the weekend of the conference. The exact dates are October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Did I say that right, Joe? 12, 13, and 14.
You did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, Joe, you know, as I said, you know, as we were going to the break, I repeated the word Israel over and over and over again, and I think that's so important because when people hear about this conference, if there's anything they learn from the conference, if they can just keep that in mind, Israel is the key to understanding these wars that we've been fighting, this war in Iran that they want us to fight. And in fact, when you come back to it, the whole Zionist movement that led up to the establishment of the State of Israel, they played a major part in both World War I and World War II. So this is something that can't be forgotten. All of these major wars have been fought because of the power of the Jewish community and the Zionist movement in particular. It's something that you can't get away from, and yet so many people want to try to ignore it.
Well, let's face it. They have made it very profitable for us, Mike, to ignore it, not the least of which is that it's there are prices to pay for paying attention to it. I mean, look at everybody who's listening to the show tonight, everybody who's presumably going to be at the conference, those of us who write, those of us who speak. You know, none of us are getting rich. None of us are becoming popular. This is an uphill struggle. It has very little reward to it other than, you know, truth itself being its own reward. So, you know, it's very cleverly packaged, you know, just like all gangster agendas are. On one side, there are great rewards for ignoring it, and on the other side, there are great penalties associated with recognizing it. So, but nevertheless, you know, this is, you know, our country wasn't founded by men who ran away, by men who buried their heads in the sand and pretended that this criminal conspiracy did not exist. And of course, at that time, we're talking about the Rothschild control of the British Empire. Our civilization as Christians wasn't founded by men who ran away and pretended that this Jewish conspiracy known as Phariseeism didn't exist. And so, you know, we can do no better in honoring them than to do what they did, which is to stand up and to point to this beast, to give it a name, to give it a face, and to boldly speak out against it, no matter what the consequences may be. Of course,
you know Mark, it's kind of interesting. You mentioned the fact that that there are those of us who are writing and speaking. It's kind of funny. Over the years, I have had otherwise intelligent friends say to me, "Well, why don't you? You're there in Washington. Why don't you try to get a job with the Washington Post or the Washington Times or Time or Newsweek or one of these big publishing companies? Then you'll make 3-4 times as much money as you do now, and you'll have an even bigger audience." These people don't understand that these major publishing companies wouldn't touch a writer like you or me or, say, Mark Dankoff, you know, or hire a broadcaster like John Stadtmiller, precisely because of the fact that we are out here saying things that ruffle the feathers of these major power brokers that control the major broadcast and publishing media in this country. That's why we're doing what we're doing, because we know that these are our only outlets: American Free Press, the Republic Broadcasting Network, independent internet websites that are outside the loop, outside the control of the big money boys, so to speak.
Yes, and I think what it really boils down to, Mike, just as it has in all great revolutions that have taken place in mankind's history, what it boils down to is that you have people who have to be free. They will not settle for living as slaves, whether it was the people who decided to follow Jesus Christ or whether it was the patriots of 1775 who said, "No more, enough is enough." You know, I want to be free. I want my children to be free. I want to know that they have a future ahead of them that's full of promise and prosperity. And I know that they will not have this if things continue going the way that they're going. I mean, let's face it, people, especially all of you Christians out there who spend so much time reading your Bibles and looking into what the Bible says about the end times, the end times are not a pretty picture. It's a picture of slavery, the worst kind of slavery that has ever been experienced by mankind. And if we don't do something and stand up now while we can, then we will certainly consign our progeny to that fate.
Mark, you said it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Mark and I are going to give you the contact information for the No More Wars for Israel conference. So get that pen and paper handy. You have been given notice.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, the other night mentioned on this program that someone was saying this No More Wars for Israel conference was a racist conference. Well, I'm sorry to tell you that one of the speakers at the conference will be Dr. Robert L. Brock. Robert Brock, as he'll be the first to tell you, is black as the ace of spades. He's an old friend of mine. He used to work with the Spotlight newspaper on some projects, and I want to tell you, I saw Robert Brock picketing with black Americans outside the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington on more than one occasion. Robert has been involved as a black nationalist criticizing Jewish power in the United States going back to the late 1940s. Robert has been attacked by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and I can also tell you that Robert Brock is one of probably the senior black activists in the United States today, long before Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton were ever heard of. Robert Brock was out there. Robert Brock is not a white hater. Robert Brock is a man who loves America. He knows that the interests of the black people in America have not been well served by the alliances of some of their so-called leaders with the powerful Jewish groups in America. And Robert would be the first one and the second one and the third one to laugh at the accusation that there's No More Wars for Israel as a conference of white racists.
And now, Mike, in addition to that, if I can add to that,
go ahead.
A colleague of mine is going to be speaking as well, and he is a Sudanese professor. So not only is he black, but he is African.
Okay.
And he is going to be talking about the situation in Darfur and how this civil war that's taking place right now is a Zionist engineered war, deliberately done to destabilize the government of the Muslim government of Sudan. So he's going to be speaking on that. He's an absolute authority on the subject. And as you mentioned with regards to Robert Brock, this man is as black as the ace of spades. So those who would accuse us of being racist or whatever, obviously they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to point that out because I thought it was kind of funny that that accusation was made, you know, and as I say, Robert will get a big charge out of addressing anyone who wants to come to the conference and make that accusation. But about the conference itself, pen and paper in hand, ladies and gentlemen, the dates again, if you haven't gotten this by now, now's the time to take it down. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. If you're planning to attend, you should plan to arrive on Friday so that hopefully you'll be able to attend the opening sessions and the cocktail party, the meet and greet cocktail party on Friday night. But if you can't make that, folks, all the key speakers will be there on Saturday and Sunday. Now, we should mention that the location of the conference is going to be withheld up until the last several days for security reasons which should be obvious because we do know that the Anti-Defamation League will do all that it can to try to disrupt this conference and prevent it from happening. So when you do drop a note to Mark Glenn, who's going to be taking the initial reservations, what you'll need to do is indicate what nights you will need a hotel. Like, if, for example, if you're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, you want to mention that you will be there for those nights. Now, the registration is $150 per person, $175 per couple. Now, that includes a breakfast on Sunday morning and a banquet on Saturday night. So you want to make a note of that, $150 per person, $175 per couple. Now, we have talked about this, and I've just talked about it with Mark and some of the other organizers. What probably will be the arrangement, though, is that for those who only want to attend the speaker sessions and want to skip, in other words, and people who don't want to attend the banquet or the breakfast, there will be a flat $100 per person, $125 per couple. So that means then that people can come and listen to all the great speakers like me and Robert Brock and Mark Glenn. And you can even come to the banquet, but you're not going to get any food. Well, that's all right, because sometimes that banquet food isn't the best. I like it. I like it, usually. I can eat just about anything, but a lot of people don't like the banquet food. But that's a way for people to maybe save some money but still take advantage of all the good events. Now, we are encouraging people to at least pay their advance registration. And, Mark, give out the address. The checks or money orders should be made payable directly to you, Mark Glenn. Uh-huh. And your name, of course, is spelled M-A-R-K-G-L-E-N-N, as though people didn't know that already, but just for the record. Now, Mark, if you would, please give out your P.O. Box address in Carrywood, Idaho, where people can send the checks or money orders.
Okay, that's Box 27, Carrywood, Idaho, and Carrywood is spelled C-A-R-E-Y-W-O-O-D, one word, Carrywood, Idaho, 83809.
Okay.
And anybody who has trouble with that, if you just get on the Internet and go to the website that has been created for the conference, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com, you'll see the mailing address at the bottom. Anybody who wants to contact me by email can do so. by emailing me at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com. All one word, nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com.
Now, Mark, people can also pay their registration in advance and, again, also make a donation if they can't attend by using their Visa or MasterCard, by using PayPal on the Internet at paypal.com, or they can send you their credit card information by email, or they can drop it to you in a note to your P.O. Mm-hmm. box address. And, of course, that requires sending not only your actual credit card number plus the expiration date, and just for the record, please sign your name.
Yeah, and anybody who is brave enough to do it over the Internet, and I've done it, it's not that big a deal. I pay most of my bills now over the Internet. If they simply go to my website, which is crescentandcross.com, and scroll down to the bottom, there are a couple of PayPal icons. And if you click either one of those, it will take you to the account, and you can it'll give you step-by-step instruction. If you happen to find yourself on the account for purchasing my book, it doesn't matter. You can still use that same account to send money for your registration or your donation or whatever it is that you want to do.
And again, regarding the hotel reservations will be made for you, the attendees, by the conference organizers. So what is important to do is indicate in your email or your note to Mark Glenn, and you can send email notes via PayPal as well, you can indicate how many nights you will require, whether it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or maybe if you even want to arrive early on Thursday, what have you. You should indicate that and whether you want single or double accommodations. And, of course, mm-hmm. the reservations will be made for you. The hotel rooms are $109 per night. Now, that may not include taxes. One of Mark's henchmen is checking into that right now, but it's usually they quote you like a basic price and then add taxes. That will have to be considered, but, of course, the hotel rooms will be paid for upon arrival, or if once we get the details settled, the specific details, they can be done here. And we will be bringing continuing updates on this program about the conference. But the basics for you, ladies and gentlemen, are there. The checks for registration go to Mark Glenn, P.O. Box 37.
27, Mike. 27.
I'm sorry, what?
27.
27.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that again. It's P.O. Box 2727, Carrywood, Idaho. And the zip code again, Mark?
83809.
Yes, and it's 150 per person. What is it? 150 per person,
175
per couple. But if you're not going to attend the banquet or the banquet and the breakfast, it's $100 per person, $125 per couple. And please, if you can't attend but support what this conference is trying to achieve, please make a donation. If you can send $5 or $5,000 or even 50 cents, but you really should send that in cash. Don't charge that. Please do so. I wish I could make a donation myself. Okay, well, Mark, we have a couple callers lined up here. I'd like to go to them. Let's go first to Frank in Canada. Frank, come on up.
Hello, Mr. Piper.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark Glenn.
Yes, sir. Is this the one and only Frank in Canada?
Yeah, this is Frank of the Israel Watch Research Project.
Yeah, folks, if I can just interrupt Frank for just a second. He has a great website, and you can find that if you go to my website, crescentandcross.com, and right there off to the left side, you'll see a series of links. And his is one of them, and he is a courageous speaker for the truth, and I would encourage you to go to his website if you'd like up-to-date information on this abomination in the Middle East known as Israel.
Thank you, sir. Now, Michael, did I hear you correctly that someone has deemed this conference to be racist?
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah. Somebody wrote that it was a white racist conspiracy backed by the Vatican.
Well, may I actually educate that person a bit?
Go ahead.
Philip Zelikow, who is the executive the executive director of the body set up to investigate the terrorist attacks on the United States in September 2001, known as the 9/11 Commission. Mr. Zelikow was quoted by the Interpress Servants Agency in 2004 in an article titled "Iraq War Launch to Protect Israel, Bush Advisor." He says, and I quote, "Why would Iraq attack America or use nuclear weapons against us? I will tell you what I think the real threat is and actually has been since 1990. It's the threat against Israel. And this is the threat that dare not speak its name because the Europeans don't care deeply about that threat. I will tell you frankly, and the American government doesn't want to lean too hard on it rhetorically because it is not a popular sell." Now, in addition, Israel has been responsible for providing much of the faulty intelligence used to justify the Iraq War. From the December 4th, 2003 edition of USA Today, in an article titled "General Israelis Exaggerate Iraq Threat," retired general, Israeli general Shlomo Brom is quoted as saying, "Israeli intelligence was a full partner, now get full partner, with the United States and Britain in developing a false picture of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction capability." Brom also admits that Israel has no reason to regret the outcome of the war in Iraq.
Now, Frank, isn't that interesting? Now our Israeli friends and their Jewish advocates here in the United States are telling us that Israel never wanted that war. Nope. Israel had nothing to do with the war. And ain't it awful that these terrible people are saying that Israel was behind the war?
Well, you know, and here's where the racist part comes in, funny, because if we're going to accuse you of racism, if we're going to accuse Mark Glenn of racism, we also need to accuse the Israeli newspaper Haaretz of racism. In a 2003 article, I believe it was 2003, titled "White Man's Burden," written by Ari Shavit, and this is from Haaretz, he says, and I quote, "The war in Iraq was conceived by 25 neoconservative intellectuals, most of them Jewish. In the course of the past year, a new belief has emerged in the town, the belief in war against Iraq. That ardent faith was decimated by a small group of 25 or 30 neoconservatives, almost all of them Jewish, almost all of them intellectuals. A partial list is Richard Pearl, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, William Kristol, Elliot Abrams, and Charles Krauthammer." And for those people who truly believe that Israel, that these wars are not for Israel and Israel doesn't want war, Israel has actually called for war against Iran in 2003. On February 18th of 2003, Haaretz reported in an article titled "Sharon Says U.S. Should Also Disarm Iran, Libya, and Syria," that former Prime Minister, that he actually pushed the U.S. into attacking Iran. He said, "These are irresponsible states which must be disarmed of weapons of mass destruction, and a successive American move in Iraq as a model will make that easier to achieve." Sharon told the congressman that Israel is not involved in the war with Iraq, but the American action is of vital importance to any future action against Iran. So they're pushing for this, Michael. This is not racism.
Frank, you know, it's interesting. You know, I'm glad you called in because, you know.
Thank you.
Had you not called, there would have been those who would have said, "Oh, well, there's Mark Glenn and Mike Piper. They're up there ragging on poor little Israel without any evidence whatsoever." Well, anybody who hears the entirety of this show has learned virtually everything they need to know about the fact that this war was a war for Israel, this war in Iraq.
Well, sure.
And now they're pushing for a war against Iran.
Well, the latest Haaretz article, and it appeared on Mark's website, apparently, I'm usually very good at collecting my stats, but I didn't actually get this one off. Apparently, 71% of Israelis want the U.S. to strike Iran if Iran does not surrender to the will of the Zionist-led Jewish supremacists within the United States. And
yes.
I believe that comes from Haaretz, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I have seen that figure somewhere, and the fact is the figure is out there, and it's not some figure that some evil Nazi in Argentina dreamed up.
May I just say one more thing,
please,
Michael, before I go? For those of you who dare, for you racist Jewish supremacists who dare to accuse Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn of racism, I'm going to remind you that the state you support has created apartheid in the occupied territories. Not only have they done that, okay, but in Israel, it is actually forbidden for a Jew to marry a Gentile by law to maintain Jewish racial,
racial integrity, I guess.
Yes.
You say that's bad for everybody else,
sure.
But it's wonderful for them.
But here's the thing. This is where the Israeli laws get really SS in nature, and we're talking Nazi SS, but the Kohanim, which is the Kohen priest class, they cannot even marry a Jew under halakha law that has even one Gentile parent. And believe it or not, in an article, PBS Nova from 2000, in tracing the Kohanim, scientists actually established that they have unique genetic markers, which could only come about by selective breeding. So Israel, so for those of you who want to call Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper racist, maybe you should go over to Israel and take a look at their policies and take a look at the state of apartheid they've created and look at the fact that they're willing to send our Gentile children, our wonderful, beautiful children, to die for a racist state and to launch these unprovoked and wars against Islamic nations. It's really disgusting. And I'm sorry, I'm getting fired up here. I'm very passionate.
Frank, listen, what's your website again? It's Israel Watch Project, and what's the address?
Well, actually, if I may, it is the Israel Watch Research Project. You
okay.
can find it at israelwatchresearchproject.blogspot.com.
Okay.
I would suggest that everybody and go there. You will actually find very good statistics and real statistics that will debunk Zionist myths.
Frank, I appreciate your call. You have
you got
contributed
it.
An immense amount to this program tonight, and I thank you for that.
Thank you, sir. Okay, see ya.
Great call, ladies and gentlemen. All right, when we come back, we're going to have Jeff from Vermont. He got cut off the other night, so we're going to give him another shot at the footlight. Jeff from Vermont, prepare yourself. Stardom ahead.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y, or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We've been talking about the forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference, October 12, 13, and 14 in Orange County, California. Check it out on the internet at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Our last caller for the evening is Jeff from Vermont, who, unless I'm mistaken, is the Jeff who dubbed Larry Silverstein of World Trade Center fame the God of Jewish Lightning. Jeff, come on up.
He is the Jewish lightning god.
Jeff, you got cut off the other night. I don't remember what you were talking about, but it was something interesting. But you called tonight. What do you have to say?
Mark's guilty of making me fall out of my seat. I was looking at the Christopher Boland's website, and I saw a picture of Daryl Bradford Smith, and he said Joe Pesci, and it just clicked. I couldn't believe it. He hit it right on. He does look Kazarian, though. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And Huffman's always going, let's investigate everybody in the truth movement, blah, blah, blah. Let's see the bio on that guy. You know, he looks like he's well-connected. He's got the black leather jacket on and blah, blah, blah.
Very interesting.
You know, I always wondered what that guy looked like, but I wish I kind of didn't do the picture, but.
Well, thanks to Christopher Boland, we finally know. Christopher has apparently been sending that picture out in emails all over the world. And evidently, Daryl is not too happy about it because he's calling in his troops and getting ready to fire back at Christopher. But, we're going to let them fight their little war, but we have a more important war to fight, and that's the war against the wars for Israel.
Yeah, I guess my question to you guys, to Mark and you guys, What is the Zionist regime going to say when they bomb Tehran and they kill 25,000 of their own people? You know, because there's 25,000 Jews living in Tehran, and there's never been any anti-Semitic things.
That's an interesting point, because Dr. Helen Caldicott, who's a leading critic of nuclear weapons and who happens to be Jewish herself, she spoke at this conference in Malaysia that I attended last year, and she pointed out that if there's even a conventional weapons attack on Iran's nuclear weapons facilities, that is going to release nuclear fallout into the atmosphere. And you know, Israel is not that far from Iran, so this should come as no surprise. The Israelis are just so darn crazy that in their vengeful determination to have things as they want it to be, they're willing to risk nuclear fallout not only on Israel, but nuclear fallout that could go the whole way, you know, in the air, in the atmosphere, as far south east as Malaysia. So this is what we're dealing with. That's why we're trying to save Israel from itself.
Yeah, and Mike, one more point. I guarantee that the Iran army will have Jews fighting for them against Israel. I guarantee that the Jews in Iran will fight for Iran before they would ever fight for the state of Israel.
Yeah, this whole thing, it's very interesting. I was just reading a couple books on Iran over the weekend, and the Jews in Iran have no problems with the government of Iran. They have been left alone. They haven't been tortured. They haven't been put in gas chambers. They haven't been subjected to anything. And yet, the Jews of Israel, the crazed leadership there, backed up by substantial portions of the population, are demanding war, war, war. And I don't like it, and I know you don't like it, and most of the sensible people on the face of this planet don't like it. So if we need a war, we need a war against Israel before we need a war against Iran, because a war against Iran could touch off, my God, I don't even want to think about it.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jeff. All right, Mark, thanks for calling in tonight. I hope people will do as I asked and send out emails and cards and letters to their friends and tell their friends to do likewise and to publicize this conference. And if they can't attend themselves, I hope they'll make a donation to help make this conference a success.
It's true.